spreading their message to millions. Kiss Talk, talking Kiss, Kiss fans and Kiss podcast, with your host, Mike from Nashville, Tom Watts, and special guest, it could be you. Now, here they are, your Kiss Talk crew.
We are just getting started!
Welcome to a special edition of Kiss Talk. This is going to be a fairly quick episode. We've got a special guest that we're going to have jump on here in just a second. And then a few quick notes afterwards. But let's move on over and get our special guest on. This is Keith Valcourt with the Gene Simmons Vault with some updated information he wanted to get out to the masses. All right, everybody, we want to welcome back repeat visitor for, I guess this is like the fourth time, but welcome Keith Valcourt. What's going on?
Repeat offender, I think it's perhaps a better term. And it hasn't really been four times?
Yeah, this will be the fourth time.
Wow.
So, yeah. But it's great.
I'm honored that you guys, I'm honored that you guys want me to keep coming back, or you just don't have any other guests. So, you know, either way, I'm thrilled to be here.
No, it's exciting because there's been kind of an evolution to the Gene Simmons Vault, and just here lately amongst the podcast ranks of the Kiss Army, this has been kind of a hot topic, and yeah. I'm going to kind of let you update us on that, and then I'll ask questions about what's left out. How's that? So tell us where we're going with this.
So, you know, basically, obviously, we had an amazing year. In 2017, we put this all together with Gene, and we planned it, and we made it real. We, you know, went back and forth. We fine-tuned it. 2018, we hit the road. We were out in 9 countries, 40 different cities. Went out there. Gene got to reconnect with the fans. We had just an amazing time. You know, personally, if you'd have told me at 10 years old when I discovered Kiss that one day I would be on tour with the demon from Kiss, you know, going around cracking jokes, you know, sharing meals and bringing something to the fans, I would have just probably, well, I think my head would have exploded at that point. But that's what it was. I mean, it was an amazing chance to get out there and connect with the fans. Yep. and have a good time and share those stories and share this vault, which we worked really, really hard to make kind of the super cool Kiss item, if you will. I don't want to compete again in anything that came in the past, but we worked really hard to make sure it was something above and beyond what anyone could possibly expect, especially since Gene had been talking about doing a box set like this for well over almost a decade and a half.
So I agree with that.
The end of the road came in December as far as that part of the vault. We were scheduled to play and do a big Las Vegas event, but sadly Gene's mom passed away. She had been she didn't struggle, she just, as he likes to put it, she just went to sleep. And we had to cancel the Vegas event because of all the stuff that was going on around her and what was going on, which was the right choice. It was, I know people were disappointed, but it was the right, when it comes to his mom, we all know how much she means to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was that. And I really didn't know what was next. You know, December was kind of a question mark, and I personally just kind of pulled away and went and spent time with my family. And then we were trying to set up stuff for January. We initially thought we were going to do these kind of hotel hangs the day after. And about a week ago, Gene came to us, myself and Brian Hay and Mark Pincus here at Rhino Records. And he said, hey, you know what I want to do? He goes, let's make this really cool. He goes, let's meet people backstage after the Kiss show and do the vault there. And by do the vault there, I mean, give them their book, they get the photo op, and they get to hang out there. To have him in makeup and costume, I was blown away by this offer, especially since he's going to be doing the show. He's going to be tired, but you know, he wants to do this. So at this moment in time, and this will actually all later on today, GeneSimmonsVault.com, all the details, all the links, it will be going live. Hopefully it's sometime before noon Pacific time, and you'll be able to order and buy it for the first 11 cities of the Kiss Tour. That means we're starting in Vancouver, and we're running through Los Angeles, hitting places like San Diego and Fresno and Tacoma, Washington, and Spokane, Washington. You and a guest, if you buy the vault, you can go backstage at the Kiss show and meet Gene Simmons afterwards, where he'll sign your book. He'll sign two items on top of your book, and then you'll get the photo with Gene. The vault, everything else in the vault, which includes the action figure and the coin, that'll get shipped directly to your house. So you don't have to drag it around.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about having it at the show. He's, you know, and you get the book signed, which if anyone's seen the book, you know, it's a high quality coffee table book. It looks really, really cool. And the book has the CDs in it. You get that night. The vault and everything else shows up at your door, and including the new 2019 T-shirt, which is red. It's super cool. And then so that's the vault 2019. So you have that option. And the thing is, we're limiting it to 10 per city. So you live in Spokane, Washington. It's the first 10 people who buy in. Now, mind you, you do already have to have your own KISS tickets. It does not include tickets to the show, and you can't get in the venue for the vault experience without tickets to the show.
Right.
But, you know, it's pretty safe to assume that out of the 14,000 people going to each of the shows, some even larger, we'll find 10 people there that'll want to come and hang out with Gene, and people who will want to meet him backstage in, you know, in full costume and full makeup. At the shows. And then the plan is we do these 11 cities. If they go well, if Gene, you know, is enjoying it, if it's working out for him as far as meeting people and hanging out, and if people are interested, then we'll announce another 10 to 15 cities. And we'll roll like that into late April when the first leg of the tour ends, based on how many vaults we have left and based on Gene's availability and if Gene is enjoying the experience and if it's working out for him as well. And so that's option A. That's the $2,000 option, the meet Gene Simmons option. Again, that'll be live at GeneSimmonsVault.com today. Option B, you know, a lot of people last year said, hey, I don't want to go to a meet and greet or the meet and greets aren't in any cities by me. And I want the vault. And we, you know, and initially, like, nope, you have to go to the meet. You have to go. Well, we decided this year to be fair to people who just want the vault to present the just the vault option, which for $1,500, you can get just the vault. You order it. It comes to your house. You get the vault. It comes with the action figure and the coin in a separate box. You get a book, and you also get in a separate package. You probably get the T-shirt probably comes separately as well. We're working out that now. We might be able to put it with the book, but if not, that all comes to your house, and you can have the vault without having to travel. You can have the vault without having to worry about any other cost, hotel and what have you. And it's, and you can have it in your house, and you can, you know, enjoy all the songs and in the book, just like everyone else, without ever having to leave the comforts of your home.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I kind of like, I mean, I think it's great that the product has evolved and the experience has changed to Gene in makeup. It's kind of been somewhat exciting to do that after you've seen perhaps maybe your final show, right? Because I mean,
right,
some
right,
people
yeah,
are the show that they go to may be the last time that they get to see KISS. People like myself, I mean, I got to see them like 6 or 10 times. I mean, it's just the way it is. But
yeah, you'll have a lot of people, and it's a lot of cities also where we weren't able to get to with the vault in 2018. So it's a lot of people who, you're absolutely right. This may be the very last time they see KISS. This may, and it's an opportunity. It's in their city, and they don't have to go anywhere. And then, yeah, you're excited. You see the show. From what I hear from Keith LaRue and the people on the inside, the stage, the show's going to, it's just amazing. And then, you know, afterwards, you get to go backstage, which is not a, you know, not an easy thing to do these days. And you get to hang out with Gene, and you get a book signed. And, yeah, it's going to be, it's really cool that it's different this year for us and for the fans. It's an opportunity to, you know, to do something on a different level that we couldn't do last year.
Okay. All right. So some of the hot topic that we've had amongst the ranks, as I kind of mentioned, is that the vault is now available online at FYE. So we'll start with that one.
Right. So yeah, with FYE, you know, FYE is pretty much the only chain record store that still exists.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure as you did, we grew up in a time where we had record chains. We could go to Strawberries, and we could go to Record Town, and we could go to Coconuts, and we could go to all these amazing, well, they're all gone.
Right.
And so FYE is kind of, besides your Amoebas and your mom and pops, which are a lot of great ones, we wanted to have a chance to, you know, have the vault in some high profile places. And FYE has a lot of high profile locations. So they bought a handful of vaults that they're going to put in these locations, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They control the gift shop at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay. And we thought, wouldn't it be cool for people to be able to walk into these places and see the vault and touch the vault and look at the vault? And, you know, you're not talking the hardcore fans. You're talking rock fans who maybe even don't know that the vault exists. I mean, that's you know, we're in this bubble of KISS, and it's our, you know, we love the band so much. We know everything about them. But there are a lot of rock fans who are going to come to the tour and are going to be out there who maybe haven't heard of the vault yet. So, yeah, the FYA thing was basically so we could get some high-profile positioning in a few stores. When it launches, I believe they're going to start selling it in February. They are going to sell it for the $1,500 price point, the Just the Vault price point, the same as we have offered on, you know, on the site without the meet and greet. So it's just, again, just another way to get the vault in front of new, fresh eyes who may or may not know it exists.
Right. And I think that was some of the question was, is this something that we were actually going to see in the FYE store, or was it just something that was going to be online? So you're saying those that are lucky enough to still have an FYE in their city, they're going to actually be able to go into these retail stores and they are going to have one on display?
Not in all of them. Okay. That would be phenomenal. I mean, it would be phenomenal if they put, you know, I think they have 300 some odd locations. But no, it's a handful of their highest profile locations.
Great.
And we don't know. I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because that was something that we, you know, drove the conversation.
Sure.
I don't know the other locations right away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's something that you will walk into. Some people will walk into an FYE store and there will be a vault there. And, you know, and some people who shop at FYE but don't know that GeneSimmonsVault.com exists, they can order it from there. And then, you know, and then they get the Just the Vault option as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Just, you're right, getting it out to people that would have interest in it, that collect various box sets from different artists. I think it does appeal to people on a walk-up type scenario.
So, yeah, we have one on display at the KISS Monster Mini Golf in the Rio and Las Vegas, sure. and we have a deal with them. I'll be actually flying there on Wednesday to kind of make everything set up. We're putting a new display model up and everything to make it look really nice. We have a deal with them that if people want to do a walk up business at KISS Monster Mini Golf at the Rio, they can buy, you know, a vault. We have a handful of them that we keep there as well, okay. Just the vault option as well. That's something we're doing. And we found that when people see it, there's a different reaction because, you know, when you think of a box set, you think of a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
And when you see the vault, you go, wow, it's wood, it's metal, and that's insane. And, you know, again, all the hardcore fans, we all seen it. Everyone, a lot of people participated this year. We out on the road, we met a lot of people. But there are some casual fans that go, it's just another KISS box set. And then when they look at it and they touch it and they, you know, we let people open it up and see the insides, they go, oh, wait a minute, this is, you know, above and beyond anything we could have imagined.
Yeah, I agree. The visual presentation is far beyond what you can actually describe because it truly is. I mean, when it was described originally, I mean, the end product was certainly exceeded the expectations. I don't think anybody realized that this thing was going to be as massive, and I mean, it is a piece of it is a well constructed visual explosion for the KISS fan and for anybody else, because again, I think many people know who Gene Simmons is. He's out there, he's always talking about product and that kind of thing. And I think when you do walk up on this on an FYE or Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or anywhere else, it's still, even if you've heard about it, if you hadn't seen it yet, you still walk up on it and go, that's cool.
Yeah, that's and that was, you know, his vision all along is he wanted the wow factor. When we first started it, showing it to people, the first word out of almost everybody's mouth was wow. Yeah. And that's what we didn't want to just create. I mean, look, Rhino is famous for creating great box sets. They kind of created the mold and then they break the mold. They don't just put things in a cardboard box and go, here you go. They always do cool packaging.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of the apex of that. I mean, it's above and beyond anything they've ever done. And yeah, we wanted to make sure that anyone who sees it, they go, wow, it's a piece of work. It's a piece of art. It's a piece of furniture. Some people have two and they use them as end tables. I mean, it's something, you know, it's something above and beyond. And that was the vision, you know, it was Gene's vision all along, is to make this as exciting and make people go, wow, and make people go, I have to have that because it's so cool.
Yeah, well, you're giving people a reason to actually buy a second one so they can create the other end table, by the way. They look
great as end tables, but Mike Bruhn in New Jersey has four of them. Nice. I don't know how he's convinced this. And Harry from Australia, Harry F. from Australia, he's got four of them. And I don't know how they've convinced their wives to let them do it, but they did. And I know Mike does use two of them kind of as end table pieces in the Kiss room. So, it's something.
Cool. So let's talk for a second about, and this has not been talked about a lot, but this product shows up as an available product on Amazon, and there's a reason for that. So tell us.
Yeah. So we wanted, we obviously created this box set, and we thought this is Grammy worthy. We thought that there's no way that we have to get this nominated to get a Grammy for best packaging. That was after it was all said and done, we really, really were pushing for that. So in order to be nominated for a Grammy, there are a lot of rules that you have to do.
Okay.
And one of them is it has to appear to be for sale at a physical retailer. So, you know, the Vault is a direct-to-consumer piece. It has been since the beginning. But in order for us to get Grammy consideration, you had to have it somewhere. So the easiest way to do that is because the FYA deal wasn't going to happen until 2019, and the Grammy consideration was something we were working on mid-year last year. So we had to put it somewhere where it's physically available as, you know, in a retailer, and Amazon counts as the retailer. So by doing that, by making it available as a list on Amazon, we were considered for best packaging in a short run box set. Unfortunately, we didn't get the nomination. The Guns N' Roses box set did, and I know the guy who created that, and he actually bought the Vault and is a fan of the Vault, and not so subtly took some of the features from the Vault, put it into the Guns N' Roses box set. So, you know, imitation is the finest form of flattery, they say.
Sure.
But that's why it's on Amazon, is so we could get Grammy consideration. We didn't get Grammy consideration, which is unfortunate, but you know, what are you going to do? The Grammys have never been known for being that forward thinking anyway.
Agreed.
And they've never liked rock. They've never really liked Kiss or pieces of rock and roll. So, you know, it is what it is. It was up there. You know, I believe it's still up there. If someone wanted to buy it, they would end up getting a direct ship as the just the Vault option on the Gene Simmons Vault.
Okay.
But that was to get Grammy consideration.
All right. Couple logistical kind of questions. So as a Kiss fan, we're always excited about the merch booth at the shows, right? So, I mean, as soon as when Vancouver rolls around here at the end of the month, obviously there's going to start circulating pictures of the merch booth, right? What's new, the t-shirts and that kind of thing.
Right.
Are we going to have a vault at the merch booths where people can buy at the show and still go after the show?
We are not going to have a vault at the merch booth.
Okay.
Because remember, we're limiting this to 10.
Right.
So if we do have a situation where we have a city where, you know, we only have 8 sold or whatever, we're trying to get something at the merch booth, whether it's a little tent card or something.
Okay.
Or in some cities, it'll be me in the red shirt and the leather jacket standing at the merch booth.
Right.
In case anyone has any questions and, you know, and wants to do walk up business. You know, I truly believe once the word gets out there with 10 per city, we're going to sell out. It's going to be one of the situations where it's just not going to, you know, we're not going to have to worry about it because we're going to have 10 people per city easy. But the messaging will be that, look, if it doesn't sell out, you can, Keith will be around and, you know, we're going to try to get something. It's hard because each venue has different rules for the merchandise. It's just, you know, whenever you go to when you go to a concert, sometimes you'll see a band in 2 or 3 places and you go one night and the t-shirt will be $25.
Right.
And the next night the t-shirt will be $40 and you're in a different, and you're like, why? And it's because the venue has their own VIG and they take X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
So the band has to raise the price. So for us to get something uniform in every single merch booth is a little bit difficult. Plus there's the politics. This is a Gene project.
Yeah.
Merch booth is a Kiss merch booth, you know? So there's always the line where, you know, we have to, it has to be fair to everybody. And it's a Kiss show. It's a Kiss merch booth. And we have to, you know, we're very thankful that we're able to do this backstage after the shows, but we have to be, you know, mindful that it's not our booth. It's, you know,
right.
We're guests.
Well, it's much like the guitar sales and everything else that the individual members do. So that makes sense. Absolutely.
Right. And, again, because it's 10 per city, I encourage people to get it done ahead of time. I can't imagine people walking up at the last minute, unless they don't know about it, obviously.
Right.
And wanting to throw down $2,000 at the last minute, you know, and possibly miss out on it since there's only 10 spots.
Right. Well, you never know. I mean, there's a lot of people that go to KISS shows that are not that routine KISS fan that kind of get into that kind of walk-up business, and it's certainly capable. But I understand the issues that you run into with the venues and things like that. That makes total sense.
Yeah, I welcome it. There's so many rules and logistics, and every venue is different. You know, we learned that when we were down in Australia with the Gene Simmons band. We did our vault events at the venues, and some of the venues were the sweetest, kindest, most helpful people in the world. The promoters were phenomenal, who promoted all the shows, but there were one or two venues that basically were trying to hold us hostage and saw it as an opportunity. Well, they're making money doing this. Why shouldn't we be making money off of them? And, you know, every venue is different, and that's why I'm trying to make it as uniform as possible. 10 people, GeneSimmonsVault.com ahead of time. And then we have a meetup point at the venue where I'll meet everyone before the show, give them all their wristbands and their instructions on how and where we're going to meet after the show and how to get everyone backstage to the hospitality room we'll have set up.
Okay. So I guess one question that we haven't talked about, and I look on the website and it's not really talked about at this point, but when I got my vault, there was something in the secret compartment scenario.
Right.
So how is that? Is that
so basically that's an offer that was for 2018.
Gotcha.
You know, Gene was very generous, and we went through his basement, his attic. We went through the KISS storage space numerous times. We opened every single this KISS storage space, which is an amazing place, is separated by, you know, Gene has a section, Paul has a section. Then there's the stage instruments and everything that they actually currently use section. They're it's all separated. So Gene's section, we opened every single box on multiple occasions and pulled stuff out of it, you know, to the point where we kind of exhausted the personal stuff, the cool stuff. And that's why we decided in 2018, we're not going to have a secret gift in the vault. It's just, you know, rather than throw in some stuff that's just going to make people angry, you know, like, oh, a press photo from Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hand stuffed every single one of those vaults. And I always made sure that if something was, you know, was not as super rare as another thing, that there were five or six things to go with it. I always made sure that it was something that, you know, you felt like even if you didn't get a piece of the boot shell, you did get you got six laminates or whatever it was. And in 2018, we went through all that. And then 2019, we talked about it and we're like, this is what's left. And we don't want to give people what's left because that removes the wow factor. So, I mean, you have a compartment there on the vault,
sure,
which now we're going to call it's your memory compartment. Basically, you can store cool stuff in there. You know, people go to shows all the time now and they get their ticket stubs and they get whatever else from that night. You throw it in a bucket and it goes away. No, how about this? How about you're going to go see the End of the Road tour? You've got that compartment. You come home that night, boom, you open it up. You put in your ticket. You put in your wristband from the meet and greet if you're doing the vault meet and greet. You put in, you know, photos of that day, you know, whatever you want. The T-shirt, we all buy two T-shirts and we keep one safe and we wear one. You put the second one in there and you have kind of a memory space, if you will, for all your memories associated with getting the vault and being part of the End of the Road tour.
Absolutely. I think you nailed it with that. I think that's exactly what that compartment would wind up being. And I mean, KISS throws you, I mean, whether it's a bag of confetti or any streamers, I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. A handful of confetti, yeah, the streamers, or if you're I know at some point they used to drop balloons, you know, things like that. You put them in there and I recently cleaned my man cave top to bottom, purged out a bunch of stuff. And I had bins of random stuff. Well, not organized, you know, like, oh, look, that's from this year. And so I went through all of it and kind of organized it. And, you know, my thing is, yeah, we all get this cool collectible stuff. We got nowhere to put it. So put it in the vault. You have this beautiful space. You can store it in there. And then whenever you go back and you look at it, you can pop this door and look inside and go, oh yeah, that's confetti from that show. And that's, you know, you'll know exactly what it is rather than what is this and why is it sitting in the bin in my garage?
Yep. So I think I got one last question about the vault scenario, and I'm looking at the website now.
And right, and it's not, and the website you're looking at now is not fully updated. It's okay. Going, like I said, GeneSimmonsVault.com around Pacific noon Pacific time today. Okay. It will go live, and the links will go live with the buy dates and the cities.
Okay, so I mean, obviously, what I'm looking at right now is not available in every city. Available in random cities. The first 11 are like Vancouver through Detroit, and we know that's not exactly the first.
So no, yeah. So what you're looking at now, again, that's the old site.
Yeah.
What's going to be available today is Vancouver through Los Angeles.
Okay.
So you're talking January 31st through February 16th. Those are going to be available, and we're going to roll them out. Again, as long as this works for Gene, as long as when we start doing it, he realizes this is fun. The fans are having fun. Let's keep doing this. About halfway through those 11, we'll announce the next 15. Basically, if you're wondering if we're coming to your city, you should go to the official KISS online store, and you can look at the tour schedule. And the first 11 tour dates, we're coming to that city. After that, if it goes well, the next 11 tour dates, we're going to go to that city. It's going to, So the dates, what we initially put up on the site right now, were dream dates for that we were going to do. That before it got all, before Gene came to, literally 5 days ago, came to us and said, let's do it this way. So, some point later today, that's when you'll actually see the first 11 dates. They are the first 11 dates of the tour as well.
Yeah. So part two to that question was going to be, is this something that is going to be available in 99% of all the cities? And was it going to be adjusted based on, well, we've already been to Vegas two or three times, or we've already been to that city two or three times?
No, it's going to be available, you know, 10 per city in the cities until Gene decides that he's done it, or until we're out of stock. Remember, we only made 5,000 of these, and we sold a giant chunk of them last year. So we have some left, but we don't have 5,000 left. You know what I mean? So we can only go to so many cities, and we can only see 10 people at each city.
Yeah.
But there will come a point in time where this year, if you sell 10 per city, if you do the math, you know, and you're doing five a week, 20 dates a month, 5 a week. If you do all the math, there will come a point in time where we won't have any vaults left.
Right.
And you know, and that'll be it. I mean, I would love it to go through the whole year. I'd love to get back to Europe and Germany. I would love to end up in Australia next November and do it there. But it's simply going to be based on Gene's availability.
Yeah.
And what we have as far as stock. You know, once the stock is gone, the stock is gone, and that ends the road for the Gene Simmons Vault. But yeah, while it's available, like I said, the first 11 dates of the tour on sale later this afternoon, and I tell people jump on it. If you haven't done the vault experience and you're on the fence about it, do it. It's a really cool chance. If you've done it and you did it last year, it's a completely different experience.
Yeah,
you know, the photo, he's in makeup. It's
absolutely
different. So, you know, again, I know $2,000 is a lot of money. It doesn't come to people lightly. But if it's something that you've been on the fence about and thinking about doing and saving up, do it. Because to be able to go to the KISS show and see the show and go back and hang with Gene and have him sign the book and have him sign a couple things, and then to have the vault sitting in your, you know, to get the giant box set all for $2,000. There's no better deal out there, and it's exciting, and it's a great way to mark the end of the road tour. I mean, I'm personally excited as a fan. I got to go to 11 shows, the first 11 cities.
Yeah.
And if it goes well, I go to 11. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm no Vinny Gonzalez. I'm not going to get my numbers up as high as him, but it's, you know, to be able to see the band at the top of their game on this tour, and to be able to go back and then meet Gene and hang out with him and get him to sign you, that to me is worth every penny of the $2,000.
Well, I will agree with you. Tuck and I both were at the Nashville Vault. You know, the experience alone, it's well worth the entire package price. The product is fantastic. The experiences have been great. Thank you, Keith Falcourt, because you're the kingpin to making that happen. I'm
a linchpin. I'm just a cog. I'm a cog in a machine. And I've said this a bunch of times. I'm the luckiest Kiss fan in the world. I mean, to be able to do this for a living,
yeah,
and to be able to, you know, pay my bills, take care of my wife and kids, and hang out with Kiss and be part of a small part of Kistory is just a thrill and a pleasure and you know, a dream come true.
It is very cool. And my last question was going to be, look, you're a Kiss fan. You've already talked about the 10-year-old you, you know, this is the end of the road for these guys.
I know.
I mean, this has been part of all of our lives forever. So, I mean, the fact that you're getting to go to the first show, I mean, that's phenomenal. I couldn't make that show, but I would love to be at Vancouver. But, I mean, you're getting to go the first 11, and likely you're going to continue, and you're going to get such a heavy dose of Kiss. I think that's great. But just, I mean, as you kind of sit and think, at some point, there's going to be the last show that you see.
Right.
So, I mean, what does that mean to Keith Valcourt?
It's bittersweet because, you know, you don't want things to end. I mean, let's be honest. In life, you don't, anything that's good, anything that brings you pleasure, you don't want it to end.
Right.
You really don't. And to, you know, to be sitting there and to know that that's it. Like they're going to walk off the stage and that's it. You're not going to see these songs with these guys ever again is, you know, it's bittersweet, but I get it. I understand. You know, there's always a time when it does end, and I've seen so many bands that don't know it's time to get off the stage.
Right.
I'm a child of the '80s, so I'm a big fan of. I go see a lot of '80s package tours, and there's always one or two bands in that where you just go, "Wow, you really shouldn't be up there.
Yeah.
You really,
it's true.
You know, you should have quit at a point in time that was maybe 10 years ago." And you know, I don't want to see one of my favorite bands of all time ever reach that point. I don't want to ever sit in the audience and go, well, that sucked. I wish they hadn't done that. I wish, you know, I've actually stopped seeing certain bands who I won't mention.
I agree.
Because I want to keep the memory of the time I saw them in their prime as the memory of how great they were. I don't want to see, you know, and I also don't want to see a band, you know, it is out there because they just need the money. There's a lot of bands that are still doing that. Kiss doesn't need the money. Kiss doesn't need the adulation. They don't need to prove anything. They need to just go out there, and they're just going out. And this is kind of a perfect way to do it. It's going to make me sad that night. You know, I'm sure there will be some tears because I'm an emotional guy, even though, you know, you're not supposed to admit that. But I'll be sad about it. Let's be honest.
I'm with you.
You know,
this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's to be able to see it and experience it is just, you know, it's amazing, and I'm thankful for it. And let's all go out and celebrate. Let's all go out, you know, and share the one thing that amazed me in this whole journey. You know, sure, there were assholes and there were nasty fans and there were people who called for my head on several occasions because
ridiculous.
Whatever. Okay, but that's life. Trolls, you're gonna have it.
Yep.
But my favorite part about this is the camaraderie among the fans. When I was on the cruise the last 2 years, when I was on the road, these are genuine people, and there's this bond that brings us all together. It's Kiss, and they're all happy to be in each other's company, and they look out for each other. And I had people on the road offer, like, hey, you want to go, you know, you got a couple hours off, you want to, I'll drive you over to see Motown because we're in Detroit. You know,
yeah.
You don't, I don't know them. They don't know me, but they chose to spend their time doing something nice. Hey, I know this barbecue restaurant. Let's go eat. Hey, you want to go? You know, I was able to connect with people. And I think, you know, the thing that I think we'll all miss is that camaraderie, is that, you know, we're all part of a gang.
Yeah.
And it's again, because of a band that for me in 1977 permanently imprinted on my brain, this is rock and roll and this is cool. And the fact that we get to see them go out on the top of their game is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate, I mean, you talk about the camaraderie. You and I have had great conversations, whether it be on the podcast, on the cruise. You know, you gave Tuck and I the opportunity to talk to you after the Nashville vault was over, because we kind of wanted a flavor of what was a day in the life of Keith Valcourt after it was over immediately. And that was one of my favorite episodes, quite honestly. So I appreciate you doing that.
Well, no, I, and listen, I appreciate you the support you guys have had for the project. You know, I mean, it doesn't exist without the fans. None of it does. And this project has been fully driven by the fans. And, you know, and again, as a fan, being able to do what I get to do is because other fans support it. And I fully appreciate everything you guys do. And I always thank you for having me on. And again, if you get low on guests, I could always come back another time.
All right. Well, Keith, I certainly appreciate it. We will definitely see you out on the road over the next several months. So if you happen to be wandering around the arena, I will definitely say hello to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And people can always check in with me on Facebook. If they're going to shows, I'm always down for meeting up with people, you know, before the show or whatever, and whenever there's time, and just hanging out. That's, you know, that's part of the fun of it. And yeah, and again, just everyone go to Gene Simmons. I have to say this or else Gene
Absolutely.
Will actually
I was
call me
it.
Up in 10 minutes and punch me in the face. Everyone go to GeneSimmonsVault.com later on today, around noon Pacific time, and those dates will be live, and we'll see you guys out on the road for the Vault 2019.
All right, Keith, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great rest
Thank
of the
you.
Day.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. So as always, we want to get out messages about other KISS podcasts and podcasts that do specials on KISS. And so I want to kind of get caught up on this because we've run just a little bit behind on these things. I want to mention on the Ages of Rock podcast that they did a couple of really great KISS-related podcasts at the end of the year. Their episode 146 was an interview and discussion with Andrew Scimbati on The Greatest Show on Earth. If you have not YouTubed that as of yet and watched, hopefully you got to see the version that was in its original format. And then there's a secondary version where he and Julian Gill actually do some commentary on it. Fantastic video for all KISS fans that highlights that Alive 2 era. And very well done. So I'm going to encourage you to go see that, just in case it gets taken down again, but it's on Vimeo right now, and you can check that out if you haven't already. Also on the Ages of Rock, episode 147, I believe it was, they had a great interview with Ryan Cook of the Ace Frehley / Gene Simmons band. And then on episode 148, they had some very good conversation with Todd Kearns of the Bruce Kulick band, so to speak. So fantastic episodes that you will definitely need to listen to as a KISS fan. And a couple of quick notes on the KISS FAQ over on episode 219. They did a really good year recap, as did Podcast Rock City on their episode 229. Both of those are really good look back at 2018. Also over at Podcast Rock City on episode 228 was their Michael James Jackson interview about Lick It Up. Fantastic episode. You got to join Joe, Sonny, and Jody over there and catch that one. Just as a catch up, because I know everybody gets kind of busy at the end of the year and is not able to always keep track of everything. So there's some updates on some things that you will definitely need to check into. So we will be back very soon, and this wraps up another quick episode of KISS Talk. Thanks. KISS Talk is an Into Rock podcast production.